Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mind Estranged, My Journey from Schizophrenia and Homelessness to Recovery is Bethany Yeiser's memoir about severe mental illness, social disconnection, homelessness, hospitalization, and recovery. Published in 2014, the book is a first-person account rather than a clinical manual, but it is closely connected to public education about schizophrenia as a medical brain disorder. Yeiser describes the disruption of a promising academic life, the gradual loss of insight during untreated psychosis, years of estrangement from family and ordinary social structures, and the eventual return to stability after diagnosis and effective treatment. Its purpose is twofold: to document the internal experience of schizophrenia in a way outsiders can understand, and to challenge the assumption that severe schizophrenia always prevents meaningful recovery. The memoir is especially notable because Yeiser later became an advocate through the Carrese Foundation, linking her personal narrative to broader questions about treatment access, stigma, family involvement, and the underuse of effective interventions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, untreated psychosis is shown as a progressive rupture from ordinary life. A central contribution of Mind Estranged is its depiction of schizophrenia not as a set and label, but as a lived process that gradually alters perception, judgment, relationships, and daily functioning. Yeiser's account is anchored in the contrast between her earlier identity as a capable student and musician and the later condition in which hallucinations, delusions, and impaired insight pulled her away from school, family, and stability. The memoir makes clear that the most damaging effects of untreated psychosis are not limited to unusual beliefs or sensory experiences. They also include practical consequences, missed opportunities, refusal of help, unsafe living conditions, and increasing inability to evaluate one's own situation. This matters because many public discussions of schizophrenia focus on symptoms in isolation, while Yeiser emphasizes how symptoms reorganize a whole life. Her homelessness is presented not merely as a social problem, but as an extreme outcome of illness, interacting with isolation, lack of insight, and inadequate intervention. The book, therefore, helps readers see why early recognition and sustained treatment are not abstract medical ideals. They are safeguards against the compounding losses that occur when psychosis remains untreated for years. Secondly, homelessness is framed as both consequence and amplifier of schizophrenia. Yeiser's memoir is distinctive because it connects schizophrenia and homelessness from inside the experience rather than only through policy language. In the book's framework, homelessness is not treated as a separate misfortune added onto mental illness. It becomes part of the illness trajectory, shaped by isolation, mistrust, disorganized thinking, and withdrawal from people who might otherwise help. At the same time, homelessness intensifies vulnerability. Life without stable shelter makes consistent treatment, nutrition, sleep, hygiene, and safety far harder to maintain. This creates a damaging loop. Symptoms contribute to street homelessness, and the conditions of homelessness make symptoms and recovery more difficult. The memoir also implies a critique of systems that often encounter people with severe mental illness through emergency rooms, police contact, or short-term hospitalization rather than through sustained, coordinated care. Yeiser's arrests and hospitalization are significant, not because they make the story dramatic, but because they show how untreated illness can be routed into punitive or crisis-driven institutions. Her account gives families, clinicians, and policymakers a concrete way to understand why homelessness among people with psychosis cannot be addressed only with shelter, nor only with medication, but requires integrated support. Thirdly, recovery depends on effective treatment, not willpower alone. Mind Estranged pushes back against explanations of mental illness that overemphasize personal strength, moral failure, or attitude. Yeiser's recovery is presented as dependent on appropriate medical treatment, professional expertise, and persistence after other approaches did not restore her functioning. Public materials connected to her advocacy identify clozapine as a decisive treatment in her case after multiple antipsychotics failed. The memoir's larger point is not that one medication is a universal answer for every person, but that schizophrenia can require specialized, evidence-based care, and that treatment-resistant cases should not be written off as hopeless. This distinction is important because many readers may assume that recovery from schizophrenia means simply learning coping skills or becoming more determined. Yeiser's account suggests a different model. Insight, consent to treatment, family support, and medication response must work together before ordinary goals such as school, work, and stable relationships become realistic again. Her later completion of a molecular biology degree with honors functions as evidence of restored capacity rather than as a simplistic triumph narrative. The book thereby reframes recovery as the result of matching a severe brain disorder with adequate medical and social support. Fourthly, the memoir challenges stigma by separating schizophrenia from character. A major theme of the book is the correction of misconceptions about schizophrenia. Yezer writes from the position of someone who once had a life trajectory that many readers would recognize as disciplined, intellectually serious, and socially ordinary. That background matters because it disrupts stereotypes that associate schizophrenia with a fixed personality type, lack of ambition, or inherent dangerousness. The memoir shows that psychosis can affect a person whose earlier identity included scholarship, music, and scientific study, and that the illness should be understood medically rather than morally. This does not minimize the seriousness of the condition. Instead, it makes the seriousness more precise. The problem is not defective character, but altered brain function, impaired insight, and symptoms that can overwhelm ordinary reasoning. Yezer's account also complicates sensational public images by emphasizing vulnerability and self-neglect rather than violence. Her later advocacy reinforces the same theme, presenting people with schizophrenia as capable of recovery, education, employment, and contribution when treatment is effective. The book's anti-stigma value comes from specificity. It does not merely ask readers to be kind. It gives them a concrete narrative that makes stigmatizing assumptions harder to maintain. Lastly, family, clinicians, and advocacy form the recovery ecosystem. Although Mind Estranged is a personal memoir, it also points toward a broader recovery ecosystem involving family members, psychiatrists, treatment teams, and public education. Yezer's illness included estrangement from family and refusal of contact, which illustrates one of the hardest features of severe psychosis: the people most in need of help may not recognize their need or may distrust those trying to assist them. The book therefore gives weight to collaboration rather than placing responsibility solely on the patient. Effective recovery required more than diagnosis. It required people who could persist through impaired insight, locate appropriate care, and support a return to ordinary functioning after symptoms improved. Yezer's later work with the Carrezes Foundation extends this theme from the private sphere into advocacy. The emphasis on education, early recognition, clozapine awareness, caregiver guidance, A. Bhopal, and Stories of Recovery reflects the memoir's practical implication outcomes, improve when families and professionals have better information and fewer fatalistic assumptions. This dimension distinguishes the book from memoirs that end with personal stabilization alone. Yezer's story becomes a platform for changing how schizophrenia is discussed, treated, and supported across institutions and communities. In conclusion, Mind Estranged is most useful for readers who want a direct, accessible account of schizophrenia from someone who experienced severe illness and later regained substantial functioning. Families and caregivers may benefit from its description of impaired insight, estrangement, homelessness, and the difficulty of helping someone who does not recognize the need for care. Clinicians and students in mental health fields may find value in the patient perspective, especially the way symptoms affect practical decision-making and trust. People living with psychosis or their relatives may also find the book important because it presents recovery as possible without minimizing the severity of the disorder, compared with many mental health memoirs. The book stands out for the extremity of the illness trajectory and for its clear connection to later advocacy around schizophrenia education and treatment access. It is not primarily a research text or a step-by-step clinical guide, and readers should not treat it as individualized medical advice. Its strength is different. It humanizes schizophrenia while remaining closely tied to concrete issues such as homelessness, hospitalization, family involvement, stigma, and clozapine for treatment-resistant illness. In its category, the memoir is distinguished by the combination of lived experience, scientific orientation, and public advocacy that followed Yezer's recovery. If you would like to support Bethany Yezer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.